Hey, Chever, thank you so much for coming, all of you. The old faces, the new faces, the in-between faces, the getting to know you faces, the getting to know myself face. And I'm sure everybody had the most amazing Hanukkah. Chazi Hashem, it was a very, very special Hanukkah for us. First Hanukkah with our Shmuel Shmalka, with our new baby boy. It was a very, very high experience. And Ritz Hashem, we're trying in this shir and this chevra and this chabura to hold on to those lights and to warm ourselves up in the cold winter. So let's start with the niggun. Hashem, the Torah learning tonight is going to be Le'ilu Nishmas. Not Le'ilu Nishmas, this is for Refuah Shleima. The opposite of Le'ilu Nishmas. Also, Yoel ben Rachel, Refuah Shleima b'karv mamish, kipshutai. And also Refuah Shleima for Rav Shleima Zalman ben Chana Liba, also Refuah Shleima. And all of Klal Yisrael, Baruch Nisa v'gashmis. Okay, so here we're continuing Likutei Halachos, Hilchos and Tfilas Yedaim Shacharis base, and we made pretty good headway. I think we're on the third page, the page that says 2-2 on it. Okay, so last time we spent the whole shir really on one line, and over here we're trying to move a little bit and get into Purim. You know, the second Chanukah's over, you have to already start connecting yourself to Purim. So Mirtz Hashem, the next Torah that we're going to do, the Torah and the Likutei Halachos is going to be Torah Yud and Likutei Moran, which is the Purim Torah. It's the essence of Purim. And Mirtz Hashem, we're trying to get there. So, Hashem's help, we'll be able to make some headway tonight. So if you remember the last thing that we've been discussing, that we talked about, was the inyan of mikvah and the relationship between Netilas Yadayim that we pour over our hands in the morning and the inyan of mikvah. And we discussed how the mikvah is the world of Bina, which we talked about in terms of being the womb, right? You go into a mikvah, shmuz with the Mevaseret guys last night, you walk into a mikvah and it's mamish, you're being reborn. It's not stam, you know, from Tumah to Tara. You go in, or Reb Nosson says in the Kuti Halachas that a person should hold his breath until he feels like Adkan. And then you come up and you take that first breath, it's renewal, complete rebirth, complete renewal. And he says it's an aspect of the Pasuk, Lev Tahar Bereli Elokim, Berea, is the Olam Abina, is Yesh Me'ayin, be recreated, Beruach Nachon. This first breath you take in is Ruach Nachon, a fresh spirit, a brand new spirit. Chadesh Bekerbin, you come out, you're ready to start again. So that's the Indian of Mikvah. And we said that this place of mikvah, this place of bina, of bria, of the world of bria, its whole essence of its power comes from this place because it's lamala mea teva. So within teva, 5 minutes ago, I could have been a certain way with a certain nature and with certain habits and certain mistakes that I've made in a certain past. When I go into this mikvah, I'm drawing down onto myself this light of the world of bina we talked about last time and the world of bria, which is complete lamala mea teva, which is all what Chanukah was about. Chanukah is 8 nights. Bina is the 8th sphera, right? From the bottom, we discussed how the number 7 is the core for the whole physical world, the whole natural world, and we talked about it. There's 7 days of the week, and there's 7 colors, and 7 musical notes, and 7 planets, and so on, right? The number 7 is to be found everywhere in terms of nature. Bina is the step above and beyond. And that's why Chanukah, the whole thing of Chanukah is the world of Bina. If you look in Torah Beis and Likutei Moran in the second Chelek, Rabbi Nachman talks about over there at length, the whole inyan and connection between Chanukah and Bina, and Moshe Rabbeinu. So that means to say that when I go into the mikvah, I'm drawing upon myself this power of Lamala Me'ateva, so that when I come out, I'm fresh. And I have this newfound power and ability to renew myself. And even though, again, my nature 5 minutes ago was something set, kavua teva, I walk out with hashkacha, right, with the light of Olam Haba, which is also related to Bina Alma De'ase, is Bina, the world to come. The world to come, and the Baal Tani explains that the reason why the world to come is related to the world of Bina, aside from the other reasons that are given, he says that's what Olam Haba is. Olam Haba is sitting and being maven, to have Bina, to sit and to understand and comprehend on the deepest levels the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the most unbelievable secrets of the Torah and the secrets of creation and the secrets of history and the secrets of the Jewish soul. That is Olam Haba, it's the deepest depths. And that's what the tzaddikim were trying to reveal to us, even in Olam Hazeh, to be able to taste a little bit of Olam Haba. And that's what he said, Rabbi Nachman came to give us das, to give us this intellect, to give us this ability to live on this level of Lamala Me'ateva, where everywhere I look, I don't just see 7, I could see the 8 within, underlying. I don't just see an Alma de Peruda where everything is separate, I'm able to see the binding factor that's pulling everything toward Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad of La'asid Lavai. Said Rabbi Nassin, that not only does a mikvah have this power and ability, but that's what Netilas Yadayim is. It's an aspect of mikvah. That when I pour that water over my hand, and then I'm taking these hands, which is Koicheva Oitzim Yadi Asli Asachai Lazeh, the hands represent this physical world, everything that I do, that I make, that I accomplish, that I think I did in the physical rules of nature, I'm pouring on it the waters of Bina, of Lamala Me'ateva, and then I'm lifting my hands up to my head to be Mekabel, the Das. Right? To show that even everything that I think I did with my own hands, the truth is, all there is hashkacha, and all of teva is an illusion, but the truth is, Klai Yisrael is lamala me'amazal, lamala me'ateva. And when I start to live in this reality, we said, a kamamish changed nature, kapshuta, we learned from the Nefesh HaChayim, from the Tanya, from the Ma'arinayim, in previous shiurim. And this gets me out of galus, because galus means that I'm living, I'm a shubit under the Goyim. I'm a shubit under this kind of mindset and lifestyle where I see things in my life as happenstance and I'm not able to see how everything is bound together, everything is getting me toward this ultimate tachlis and the ultimate outcome that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, which is kulay echad, kulay toy, where everything is one in my life and everything is tov and my past, present, and future is one long story and every minute is, like we said, it's words and syllables and sentences and chapters. And eventually, when I come to the whole thing, I turn around and see how it was all one book, right? And now every part of my life is part of this oneness, as opposed to a chait, which we talked about, again, it's just a quick chazara. A chait means that I missed, I went off, right? I did an action that's not part of the story, or at least in the present moment, I can't see how it's part of the story. Maybe afterwards, tshuva me'ahava nasa, right? The zdonos nepaluchuyas, that could also become part of the story. But in the present moment, I'm off the path. Chet means I missed. Lo yachti, not to miss, right? Chet is a lashon of I went off. Okay.
In terms of practicality, it's before you make the bracha and dry your hands, obviously.
Because
the water's supposed to be there still, no?
Yeah,
it's
but
also not supposed to go down your wrist.
Yeah, nachon. But why can't I make the bracha while I'm lifting them? I don't know if I hold it like this. You take your
drying
hands.
Drying it before or during the bracha? I don't know.
This I don't know. I don't think that drying is ma'akev anitil sidayim. Or maybe drying is dafka ma'akev anitil sidayim shachris and not by anitil sidayim for bread. The truth is right now I don't have clarity. But we're going to look it up. Okay, but the Inyan is the Inyan, and Mirtz Hashem will get clarity on the details.
That's only for the morning, right? Because it's the Choshech to the waking.
It happens to be that it's brought down also. There are many people, even when they wash their hands for bread, also, Suvyudechem Kodesh, they even say certain psukim, to lift the hands that are Kodesh, that the Mishnah Berurah brings down that pasuk as well, Suvyudechem Kodesh, to lift up the hands to that which is Kodesh, which is elevated and holy. So there's an aspect also of that, right? Because that means that I'm sitting down to eat bread, I'm sitting down to eat that which is physical, to elevate it. That's the concept of a bracha in the first place. The Kedusha Slavi says that's Hamotzi Lechem in Ha'aretz, right? Because Lechem is Gematria three times Yud Kevavke. It's a very high level, very, very high level of Kedusha's Lechem, sustenance, the shorish of bread, right? The shorish of Torah is compared to Lechem as well. And so, says the Kedusha's Levi, implicit in the bracha that I make over bread is the Kavana. That I'm eating bread in order for what? Lehotzi Lechem, to elevate the three Yudke Vavkes, the deepest depths of spirituality, from what? Min Ha'aretz, from the Artsiyas, from the Gashmiyas. So that means that even when I'm washing my hands to go ahead and eat a physical meal, it's also the same Kavana, right? I'm elevating physicality. I'm drawing upon it the light of Bina, that even though it looks like a physical world, the truth is, it's infused with spirituality, everything that we see. What are you saying?
There's a big aspect of Kach Mitzimadi also when it comes to bread, because bread...
Right.
Bread is one of these five foods you have to put a lot of work into to make. So in order for a person not to think that it was kaifi, it's smell, you wash your hands, see the good.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I love that. Beautiful.
Is the Indian of lifting our hands to recognize and reading the Kabbalah dust, is that totally in the bracha or in the washing? Because another Mishnah Berurah says if you wash your hands in the morning, you can wait till Shabbos to make the bracha.
Yeah.
So things you do when you make the bracha or when you wash your hands?
I think from the way that Rav Nassim says it, it sounds like it's in the actual physical action, the kavanah of what I'm doing when I do it, you know? And listen, like
physical,
the PSA. Right, exactly. Exactly. It's the very action. But like the PSS Rebbe says, the Ish Kodesh writes in Shlosha Maamarim, in the second Maamar, I believe, in the end of Chavis HaTamidim. It's the second Maamar. Yeah. I think it's the second Maamar. And over there he gives a mashal when it comes to kavanas and when it comes to all these things, right? And he gives a mashal like a person who makes a watch. He says, you have a watch, right? For example, I'm wearing a watch. How many cogs and different things there are? Usually in a watch there are five or six, right? But fancy watches have a little bit more and there's more stuff going on. And when I pop this thing open and I turn it, I don't need to know how all the gears are turning, all the gears. It works, right? It's the same thing. He says, for example, every single Jew who goes ahead and washes his hands in TLC Daim, implicit in washing my hands for either the reason of the Rush or the reason of the Rashba that we discussed last time, that Machlokes Rishonim, which is the double-edged sword of Ashkacha that we talked about. So, that means to say that it's happening. It's happening. Whether or not I have the Kavanah, when I lift my hands to my head, it means that I'm being makir, that there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and I'm preparing myself for Shachar, and I'm preparing myself to live life as a Jew. So the P.S. Rebbe says, really, you don't need to know all these Kavanahs. It happens. But you and I both know that it's a whole different avoda when you know it. When you know in a chanami, it might be happening. And then Nevi Shachaim talks about also that even if a Jew knows no kavanas in the world, but he does something, it works. But the more he knows about it, and the more kavana he can put into it, the bigger an effect it has. So that's our goal here, right? That's the goal of Chassidus, is to make our Judaism conscious. Does that mean that we're better off than a simple Jew, that we're doing more? Lav dafka. He's also davening three times a day and fixing all the heichalos and everything. But when you know what you're doing when you do it, it's a different Judaism completely. And that's our goal. That's our goal. Okay, so here we go, Viter. Let's go inside. Starting after the parentheses. Bechinas mikveh Yisrael Hashem Moshiach be'ez tzara. Says the Heiliger of Nassan, after he talked about the relationship between mikvah and alma da'ase, the world to come, which all of these hashpahs, all these otherworldly sort of hashkacha, kule echad, kule taiv, lights are coming from. So he brings a pasuk that mamash illustrates this very, very clearly. Mikveh Yisrael Hashem, the mikvah of Klai Yisrael is the master of the world. Moshiach be'es tzara, because mikvah could mean a mikvah, but it also comes from the word kaveh, lekaveh, to hope, right? He's the hope. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Klai Yisrael's hope. Moshiach be'es tzara. He saves them in a time of tzara, which is mamash this Indian that we're talking about. Because we're trying to get out of tzara, and we're trying to get out of personal galus. How do we do that? By connecting to the lights of mikvah, by connecting to the lights of bina, of that world of Alma da'aseh, the world to come, where Hashem draws the hashgacha from sofa olam, ad sofa, to destroy the non-Jews, like we've been discussing in this year. Because like we discussed and explained, all of the pains and all the yisurim are only from the lack of knowledge. From the lack of this awareness. Because we get so caught up in the workings of teva, of the number seven, and of the natural occurrences in the world, that we lose touch with realizing that everything is Hashem. That we lose this das, this awareness, this consciousness, that everything in the world is Hashem's hashgacha. And this is where the tumah comes from. How do we save ourselves from this tzar, that tahara, and to cleanse us from this tumah? It's by going into this mikvah. By connecting to this place, which is a realm beyond the physical realm that we find ourselves in. B'chinas meimi hadas, the waters of the intellect, like we said before, water flows from a high place to a low place, and that's what das does, right? It's flowing down into this world from the place of bina. B'chinas, and we talked about before, why it's also related to water. Kitimale arz dea kamayim. Ultimately, la asid lava, the world would be filled with das, like what? Like mayim. And we explained last time, why like mayim? Why not like orange juice, you know? It was something that also fills everything. Why mayim? And we discussed last time that everything that you see with your own eyes, I can only see the outside, but I can't see the inside, what's giving it life. Water, it's just the opposite. When I look at water and I see a fish inside, the first thing I see is what gives it life. Right? And ultimately, that's what it means, that La'asid Lavi, the world will be filled with the awareness of God, like what? Like water, meaning to say that not like our reality now, where all we see is that which is not giving us life. I don't see it with my own eyes. We're going to see how Hashem is sustaining and bringing everything into creation every split second. And that's the ultimate pleasure of Olam Haba, of Bina, of having this awareness. And that's why it's water related to the water of mikvah and the water of Netilas Yadayim. And here he adds another aspect. When I go into the mikvah, and it's another kavana for mikvah, and I need to close my eyes. There are some people who could keep their eyes open in a pool. You know, you always had a friend growing up who didn't need goggles, you know, but in a mikvah, it's chlorine, it's not so simple. But either way, aside from the natural, just the facts of it, it's very important to close your eyes. Very, very important to close your eyes. Why? Because the closing my eyes in the mikvah is enabling me to connect to what the mikvah is doing to me in the first place. Now let's talk about it outside and we'll go inside. What are my eyes? My eyes are what see seven. My eyes are what see teva. My eyes are what see physicality. Closing my eyes means that I'm connecting to a place that's beyond what I can see. Closing my eyes allows me to go inside to connect to that place which my eyes cannot see, which is bina, that world beyond, that inner world, that place inside. That place inside. And ultimately, the eyes that I'm closing, when I close my physical eyes, is just a representation, a manifestation of the neshama's ability to close its eyes to everything that it sees and perceives as reality and to plug into a much deeper reality. You know, in Rabbi Nachman's story of the seven beggars, one of the beggars is blind. Each of the beggars has a different defect, or at least it appears that they have a defect, and then once the beggars start to explain that they really don't have the defect, on the contrary, it looks the opposite, right? Which is Rabbi Nachman's whole Indian in the first place. You think you're bad, on the contrary. It's the deepest, it's the highest facet of your existence. That which you think is your Nekuda Shchora is most of the time your Nekuda Tova in disguise, like the Ishvitzer talks about. So the beggar who's blind, or at least appears to be blind, explains, mamash this Indian. He says, you think I'm blind? I'm not blind. The reason why you think I'm blind is because I only look at the world to come. I don't look at this world. So my eyes, I don't use my eyes for this world. So you look at my eyes, they look like they're unseeing. Because not that I'm not seeing, it's that I'm seeing so much more that you can't even be masig my seeing. So you look at me and you think I'm blind, but it's riboy ar. He's seeing much more than you and I see. That's the blind beggar. That's what it means to go into a mikvah, to close my eyes, and to allow myself to become nullified in the meme hadas, in the waters that represent that which gives life, which is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's reality above and beyond teva, that's infusing all of teva with this otherworldly light of kulo tov, kulo echad. That's the mikvah. Sumanikrames. Yeah, what do you want to say?
You're going into the world.
You're saying makes from this world, but mamash living in a different world. You're dead to the world. He's saying that a suma is there are a couple of things that are called dead, right? A person who doesn't have money, a person who's not zocheh to have children at the moment. Everybody should have children, but at the moment, a person who's not having children is considered nashav kames, right? So one of them is a suma, a person who's blind. So he's saying, when I blind myself from this world on a deeper level, I'm mamish dying from this reality, but gevalt, am I living in the next reality, right? So it's beautiful. He's on the ball today. He's always on the ball. Amazing. Okay. So that's what we're saying here. Bechinas chachma ateva. No, I skipped. Okay. V'sois b'nei na'im echizadai alma. He closes his eyes from seeing this world. V'nis'ali v'niskas hashem v'sich me'mi ha'mikva. And I become hidden. And I become covered with the waters of the mikvah. I want to like run to a mikvah now, you know. Ah, that feeling, you know. Just, you leave the world. You're in a different world in the mikvah. A different world. You know. Shehu bechinas meme hadas, the waters of intellect, bechinas alma da asi, the world to come. Aideze hu nichla b'sech bechinas hadas, bechinas hashkacha. That's the place where I can connect myself with what? The reality of hashkacha. That I don't see it with my eyes now. I need to believe in it. I need to believe that everything in my life is being run with hashkacha. Because when I go in and I close my eyes, I'm not looking at this world. Shemiz gabra ta'os, which this world is the realm and in the place where it's so possible to fall into the mistake of the chachma sateva. Shemisham bam kalat tsar v'kalat tumas, that living in this reality puts me into this place of tsar, puts me into this place where I can't handle life, like we said in the beginning. I stub my toe and there's no reason why. That didn't get me anywhere. That's not a kapara. That's not bringing me to challenge myself, to, you know, to deal with it properly, not get angry. If it's just stam, I can't handle life. Can you imagine living in a godless world? You could shiver from such a thing. What are we here for? It's absurd. It's just completely absurd to live in a world where there's no real intrinsic meaning. Why would I live b'chlal? Forget it. Right? So over here we're talking about this ability to connect to the place beyond. To the place beyond where everything is meaningful. And therefore, everything that happens in my life is manageable. If it's meaningful, it's manageable. Right? If it's not meaningful, it's not manageable. If it's meaningful, then I can handle it. Does it mean that my foot is not hurting me? Of course my foot is hurting me. Rabbi Nachman said, a person gets sick, it hurts. It's right, illness or Rachman al-Litzlan, it hurts. But it makes it so much easier on an emotional level to handle if I can hop up, you know, up and down on my good foot and say, Baruch Hashem, Gamzul Toiva, ah, I'm so happy, it's a kapara, bring it on. Something else, right? Something else, I can handle life. And that's ultimately what we're trying to do here, to get out of our gullus and to get into our own personal geula, to be able to manage our circumstances. Ultimately, where are eyes supposed to connect to Hashem's eyes? What are Hashem's eyes? Hashkacha. And that means that a Jew's eyes is not supposed to be for this world. A Jew's eyes are connected to the Eine Hashem al Tzadikim, Rabbi Amechulam Tzadikim. Hashem gave us His eyes, which means the ability to look beyond the world. The ability to look beyond the world. Meaning to say that if I'm using my eyes to look at Teva, I'm disconnected from the Eini Hashem, kipshutai, because the Eini Hashem is Hashgacha. And if I get caught up in a world where all I'm seeing is the Teva and not Alma Da'aseh, I'm cut off from Hashem's Hashgacha in that minute. Right? Shein b'chinas Hashgacha k'muvan b'maimer. Hanala, we discussed, the eyes of Hashem are connected to Hashgacha, that's why the tear that Hashem cries, the two tears, is drawing down Hashgacha, like we explained. And when a person falls into this place where I think that there's Teva and that's all there is and it's a meaningless existence. Zebachinas pegam ha'inayim. This is an aspect of pegam ha'inayim. It's like, it's looking at something improper, right? It's interesting, you know. We think that there are proper things to look at and improper things to look at. Comes out from this that it's not true. You can be looking at something proper, but if you look at it improperly, it's improper. It's a pegam ha'inayim, right? Looking at this world is not a problem. If I know how to sense the Shabbos in the 6 days of the week, the neshama beyond the world. If I know how to be a Jew, that Rabbi Nachman says in the first lesson in the Kutraman, ki ish ha'Yisraeli tzarech tamad le'estakel ba'seichel sheish b'chal davar. The Jewish person seeks depth. Rabbi Nachman in Torah Ayin Gimel, a person has to constantly seek that which is nela mimenu, to constantly look for the depth. If I'm not living that way, so it's the same world that the tzaddik is looking at, but it's pegam ha'inayim. It's pegam ha'inayim. I'm messing up my eyes the way that I'm looking. Right, it's not just what I look at; it's how I look at things. It's how I look at them. Zebuchinas pagama einayim. Umizet baim kalat saras. It's another aspect of shmir seinayim. Right, shmir seinayim means to look at the world in a proper way. And by the way, shmir seinayim in that sense will enable you to be shmir seinayim in another sense. Right, because it means that things matter to me, and it's not stam hefkervelt. Right, it's not stam pirud. Everything is chativa achas. Everything is leading to this one place. Why should I want to step off for a minute? right? And make it much more difficult if I'm committed to the meaning of existence. So I should go ahead and look at something I'm not supposed to look at. Why? Why? Right? So it's Begame 9, he says. And that's where all the difficulties come from. So a person needs to close his eyes to be nullified within the waters of the mikvah. Like he said, that place and that mindset and consciousness where Hashem's hashkacha is revealed in the world, to the point where I realize that all of teva that I think is just happenstance in nature, it's not really what it looks like. And then I'm zoche to go ahead and to draw Hashem's hashkacha from that place where it's going to be revealed how the whole history was bound with one thread, how it was all coming to be revealing Malchus Shemayim, how all of Ra was only for the purpose of strengthening Tov. And through this, he'll have a salvation. He'll really have a salvation. If you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the level of mikvah, then you're out of your tzara. Does that mean that you're going to live on this Olam Havadika level? Maybe not. Because again, life is life, and there's difficulties that will come and arise, and there's ups and downs, and winters and summers, and days and nights. That's how it's supposed to be. That's the nature of existence. But I can get out of my tsar on the level of emotion, on the level of handling it, on the level of being able to have this yishav adas, to have this ability to breathe, to have this ability to react to things in a positive manner if I see that they're meaningful. So I'm out of galus. I'm in galus. I'm out of galus. Right? I'm out of galus. In that aspect. It's the same thing. What am I doing? I'm drawing water from this place. Because what are my yadayim? My yadayim are my hands are the 28 compartments of the hand. Not compartments. What did we say last time? Someone had good. Not joints. Yeah, 28 joints of the hands, which were bechinas chavchas asun shal ma'aseh bereishis, the 28 letters that are in the ma'aseh bereishis, right? From bereishis bara until the end. Ma'aseh bereishis, and also the letters. I'm still stuck on that. Yeah? I might be wrong. I'm still stuck on that. You can't change me. Okay, because this thing of darkness that we began to discuss, how it's different from the daylight, because what's the daylight? Hashem's light is the light of the sun. God is this illumination. That means that what's choshech? It means that I'm living in the teva. Right? The darkness of night means choshech zu yavan. Right? It's just teva. It's just happenstance. It's just nature. So when I wake up in the morning, in order to inaugurate this illumination, where I can see a world that's lichtig, that's illuminating, that's meaningful, that there's a purpose. Everything is shining. Every tree is shining. Every person I meet is shining. My children are shining. It's a different world. So in order to inaugurate that, I'm taking the mayim of the mikvah and I'm pouring them over these yadayim, which is my sabrashis. And I'm lifting them up to my head to receive this das. That's what's happening. And that's why the tumah rests on the hands. Because that's teva. Because that's the place where I can begin to think that I do things in the world that's disconnected from Hashem, you know, being the puppet master for my life. Because through this, the chachma sateva, we can create a blemish in the way that we look at this world. Pagama inayim. We can begin to think that everything is just mazal kanal. And this is why the tuma of the Laila rests where? On these yadayim. Shenechas by yadayim daika, that it rests on the hands. Vishas estalkus hadas, at the time when a person is sleeping, when his consciousness leaves him. The time of sleeping. So the way that we're clarifying and cleansing this and beginning to inaugurate myself for Hashem's service of a new day is to pour on them the waters of intellect, which comes from this world of Bina, of Bria. And I would suggest, also for myself, I should really do this, is to write down a little simanim, you know? To write down the simanim of exactly what's going on, what the mayim represents, why it's connected to mikvah and bina, why my hands, why I'm lifting them up, and keep it on a post-it note where you do netil siyadayim, that every morning it should be a different thing. Not just, you know, you're washing and everything's happening, mimela, but to be conscious of it, that's really the goal. So, not just to learn it, but to take it practical, that every morning, you know, I should be reviewing all these things, and it should elevate our netil siyadayim to a whole different level. Okay, so here we go into two. Beis. Here we go. The Alkane, therefore, Koidem anatila, it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch that before I wash my hands, asa liga biyado v'lashiv in the kavim sheish barosh. Very important not to go ahead and to touch any of the openings in the face, right? Which are the two ears, the two eyes, the two nostrils, and the mouth. Very important, which are seven, right? It's very important not to touch them. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Einu l'shnei einav, he brings the two eyes, u'shnei nikve achaitem, the two nostrils, the pib, and the mouth, v'lashtei aznav, and the two ears. Why? Says the Heiliger of Nasan. Ki azayin nekavim elu himchinas das. Okay, to get into this would be a very long thing. I'm Nachman discussing in Torah Chaf Aleph. If you look in Chaf Aleph, Ois Aleph, over there it's brought barichas, why this is. But those seven openings represent das. Okay, on a simple level, they allow us to express our das, and they allow our das to grow, right? Because they allow us to perceive the world, to see things, to hear things, to speak also, right? And certainly, like we said, you know, to smell, to see. This means that I'm perceiving the world. And with regard to how I perceive the world, like we said before, you can look at the world one way, you can look at the world a different way. You can hear the world one way, gevalt, you could hear the world a different way, right? That's growing my das. That's magdil my das. And my das expresses itself as well in the way that I look at things, in the way that I hear things, in the way that I smell things even. And in, certainly in what I say. Certainly. Because the deeper reveals the das. I could be thinking the whole shir in my head. Nobody would know it, right? Deeper is revealing the das. So all of these seven openings are related to das. It goes deeper. If you look over there, we don't have time to go through the whole thing, but in Torah Chaf Aleph 21, number 1, in the first ois over there, Rabbi Nachman discusses at length all the different psukim where moach is to be found by the eyes, moach is to be found by the ears and the mouth, and he brings psukim linking the brain and the mind and das to all of the openings in the face. Okay.
It's in that portion.
Huh?
Yeah.
And it goes deeper, but that's obviously the most obvious understanding. Ki azayin and kavim elu mechinas das. These seven openings are connected to the concept of intellect, of das. K'muva b'divir rabbeinu b'makam acher, like the Heiliger Rebbe brings, in Torah Chaf Aleph. The elu azayin nikve aroish heim b'bechinas shiva eile einei Hashem. Listen to this. It's a pasuk in Zechariah, where Zechariah is having this unbelievable vision. Zechariah is very short. How many prakim, but it's very, very short nabi. Huh?
14?
But very short prakim. It's very small. And Zechariah, right in the beginning, in Perek,
I was open to Dalet.
Oh, you're open to Dalet, okay. So where did I lose it? Bays? I saw you Zayin. Okay, Dalet. So he's having a vision over here, okay? He's having a vision. The beginning of Zechariah is talking about a vision, and he was around the time of Zerubbabel, who's going to go ahead and to build the Beis HaMikdash after the destruction. And in the vision, he's seeing this rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So we're just going to read the psukim inside. Vayashav HaMelech HaDoiver Bi, and Zechariah says, the Malach that was speaking within me returned. Vayiruni Ki'ish HaShayer Mishnasei. He awoke him within this vision. He was like sleeping, and he wakes him up. Okay, so already you could see how it's tied to this, because that's Mamash Ntil Sidayim, that's Mamash waking up, right, on his level. Vayomer Elai, he says, Ma Ata Roya, he says, what do you see? Vayomer, and he says, Ra'isi, I saw Vihine Menorah Zahav, I saw a golden menorah. Kula the gula al roisha, it had place on top to put the candles. V'shivaner asel ala, and the seven candles, the seven flames were burning. Shiva v'shiva mutzakos laneres hashal roisha, and there was also on this menorah there were certain accoutrements that went with this menorah that he sees. Okay, and he sees a shnei zeisim ala. He sees two olive trees next to it. Achad miyamin gula v'achad al smoila, one on either side. V'an v'yoymar al malach, and Zechariah says, I announced and I said to the malach adoyverbi, which was speaking within me. Lemer ma ela adoni. What am I seeing? What is it that I'm seeing? What is this vision, this golden menorah? Vayana melech adoiver bi. And the malach answers and he says, Vayomer elai, halo yadata mahema, ela. You don't know what these things are? What does he say? Vayomer lo yadoni. He says, no, I don't. I don't know. Does this bring up anything on the dashboard? Remember that we learned inside.
All those, like, can I get the eyes?
So I'm sure we'll get there also, but when we were talking about the Gemara, that it says that a Kadosh Baruch Hu draws down the two eyes, right? Do you have the second booklet anybody has, the Mar Makomis on it? Here he has it, yes. So if you remember we said, thanks. We said over here, we read inside the Gemara, was the last thing that we did. So he goes ahead and he goes to the necromancer, whatever word that we found for him, right, the sorcerer, and he says to him, my goyha, what does it mean an earthquake? And he gives and first he answers, he says, okay, so he comes and he says, Mata Pischa de Be'oibe Tamiya came to this person, Gonach Goya, Amar mi yada oivit tami, he says, do you know what this is? Hagoya, do you know what this earthquake that we're feeling? Mahu, what it is? Ramali kala. And he lifted his voice and he says, Katina, Katina, because his name was Rev Katina. So he says, small one, Katina, Rev Katina, Katina, Katina. Amai lo yadana. Why don't you know? And we said that this Amai lo yadana is intimately related with the whole concept of Goya in the first place. Because it's because of the lack of das that requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he remembers his children, Zeicher, Banam, Shashurim, Betzar. So he brings the two tears, which is related to the eyes, the Ashkacha, and he drops it into the Yama Gadol. Gadol is related to Tefillah, Tefillah is Emuna, Kemavur in the previous shir that we discussed at length. So here is almost a very interesting thing. It's the same, we said, like, why is that necessary? Leave that out of the Gemara. You don't know? No, I don't know. You know? Leave it out, right? No, he doesn't know. He's asking. So give him the answer. And here we find the same thing, Mamish. Almost a very, very same pattern. Mahema, Ela, don't you know what these things are? I don't know. So far we're seeing already two connections. One, he was sleeping. Shena, Choshech, darkness. Two, Lo Yadana, he's in a place of a lack of das. The Malach answers him, Lamar, and he says, Zedvar Hashem al Zerubbabel. This is a message to the king Zerubbabel, Lamar, to say, Lo Yibachayel. Don't think that you're going to build a Beis HaMikdash with your chayel, which is also koyach v'oitzim yadi asli is a chayel hazeh. Kepshuta, that's the pasuk koyach and chayel. These two things that are related to the yadayim, loy b'koyach v'loy b'chayel, or loy b'chayel v'loy b'koyach kim beruchi amar Hashem Tzavakos. You're going to build it with what? Beruchi, with my spirit, which is the ruach of bina, ruach nachin chadish beker b'leiv tar b'rali elokim, the world of bria, which is related to the sphere of bina. Ruach nachon, it's a new ruach. It's related to the ruach, right? So he says, Kim beruchi. And then he says, Miata har gadol fnei Zerubbabel, lemishar. He says, any big mountain in front of Zerubbabel, any obstacle that he's going to encounter, lemishar. It's going to be a clear path. And he says, we're going to establish this Eben Aroisha, the foundation of the Beis HaMikdash, and everyone's going to say, chen chen, it's grace. Just a couple of psukim more, until we get to our pasuk. Vayan dvar Hashem elai lemar. Vayihi dvar Hashem elai lemar. And he says, the word of God was to me saying, Yedei Zerubbabel yistu abayis hazeh. Zerubbabel's hands are going to go ahead and to institute and to found the Beis HaMikdash. V'yodav tevatzana v'yadata ki Hashem tzvaka shalachani aleichem. And then you'll know that it was God who sent you. Kimi baz liyem ketanois. So the Mepharshim say, what's kimi baz liyem ketanois? He says people are going to be humiliated. Why? Because this Beis HaMikdash that Zerubbabel's building is going to be very, very small and not so beautiful compared to the first one. But he says ultimately, v'samchu v'ro'os ha'evan ha'bedil b'yad Zerubbabel shiva eile. It's going to ultimately be like seven times this amount. Einei Hashem heima mishayit etos b'chol ha'aretz. And the eyes of God are looking at the whole earth. I'm sure there's a thousand different meanings and depth in every single word, but just to take so far what we're seeing in this paragraph that Rabbi Nachman quotes one pasuk from, but the whole thing is makusha to everything we're talking about. So let's review from the beginning. He was sleeping, choshech, as opposed to waking up, and the malach wakes him up. Tils yadayim shachris. Two, yadana, lo yadana. He's lacking das. He's in this place where he doesn't have das. Three, kimi buzz to what? Liyom kitanos. Also related to the Rev Katina of our Gemara, the Katnus Demoichin, where I don't have this godless to see the huge expanded understanding of everything in my life. I'm focused, hyper-focused on one thing, which we discussed in a previous year, is Pirud, which is related to the Midah Gvura, right? I can't be in the place of Tikkun if I'm only focusing on one thing and I'm losing sight of the big picture. That's exactly what Gvura is, right? It's Pirud, when everything's separated, that we talked about before, right? Asher Yachtav Namtik, we said. You want to sweeten the gvura, sweeten the judgments in your life? Yachta. Make unity of it. Connect to the unity of Bayamahu Yashem Echad Ushmay Echad. This world is, everything is separate. Ultimately then we'll see how everything is connected. So mi bazliyem ktanas, katnas temoichin. And ultimately, Eine Hashem Hema Mishaitit Hispachal Arez. The Hashkach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the whole world. So Rabbi Nachman goes and takes this pasuk and he touches it a little bit differently. Because the pasuk really means shiva eile. It's connected to the beginning of the pasuk, which means that this Beis HaMikdash that you think is mit bazli and katanis, it's a small little building, it's going to be what? Shiva eile. It's going to be rebuilt seven times this amount. And then also, eini Hashem heima meshoytetos b'chol ha'aretz. The eyes of God are meshoytetos, are hovering around the whole entire world. Says Rabbi Nachman, no. Shiva eile. The number seven is connected to the eyes of God. That the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which come from the midah of what? Of Bina? is on the whole seven. Shiva Eilin is on the whole seven, the seven spheres of this world that are underneath. Shiva Eilin. And that's why there are seven openings in the face. Because these seven openings are related to Das, which are related to the world of Bina, which is this light of Amada Ase, which is Bokeh, which is filling out from our perception to see the world in a deeper way. And that's why Shiva Eile is the Einei Hashem, it's connected to the Hashkacha, connected to the Das, connected to this higher level of consciousness. The Eilu Azayin Nikve Arosh, and that's what he says, these seven holes and cavities in the face, Shiva Eile, it's the das of the eyes of God, which are sevenfold. Bechinas das, bechinas hashkacha. The alkane, and that's why asuliga behem biyadav. Don't you dare take your hand and touch the, one of those places. Why? Because my hands represent the very opposite of das. My hands represent the seven, not the einei Hashem that are meshoytetos b'chol ha'aretz. My hands represent koychav ha'oitzim yadi asachayil hazeh, not the ruach of bina that's allowing Zerubbabel to build the Beis Hamikdash, but the chayil and the koach. And so I'm going to take my hands and start to touch those places in my face. I'm not going to be able to see anything properly. I'm not going to be able to say anything properly or hear anything properly or smell anything properly because it's pegam einayim. It's not shmir seinayim. It's the opposite of shmir seinayim. If I look at things improperly. That's why it's such a sakana to go ahead and to start touching with the hands which represent kochavot and yadi, the holes in the face which represent das and the einei Hashem, heim ha-meshototos v'chal ha-aretz. It's forbidden to touch with my hands those places before I wash. Because the washing is the tikkun for the yadayim. So after the washing, it's okay. Before the washing, it's still from the nighttime. It's still the choshech. It's still the sleeping. Not to go ahead and to blemish this das hakadosh, this holy awareness. Not to blemish this place of das, of the Nikveh Hadas, with the Chachmas HaTeva that are connected and attached to my hands, Be'eshena, at the time that I sleep, where it's Shena, where I lose my consciousness. Ya'kein, Iker Shlita Shal Chachmas HaTeva, he says, think about it. Any person who goes ahead and thinks that the world runs by Mazelos, is really, if you think about it, it's the stargazers, right? He says they don't look in the during the day. Because the day, you can't see the mazel. The day, the sunlight represents Kishemesh U'magin Hashem Alekin. It's the light of Hashkacha that's Mevatel all the Teva. At nighttime, when everyone's sleeping, and when the consciousness leaves, and when the choshech, the darkness, banishes the light, so then you can see the mazalos. Then you can think that Teva reigns. That's the sod of why the whole concept of trusting in mazalos and being able to read the stars, ki'ilu, is at night. Is at night. Connected to the concept of shena, of darkness, of lack of das, of lack of illumination. Ki chach masa teva b'chinas layla v'choshech. Because in the morning when day breaks, that's when the Hashkacha of Hashem is revealed. Let's push a little bit further. And therefore he says, that's why it's such a big Indian and it's so important to get each person on their level. And you have to know, Rabbi Nosson says in a different place in the Kutei Halachas that if a person can't make a chatzos, chatzos, every person could have a chatzos of his own. He says even chatzos of midday, but certainly to get this Indian, to wake up chatzos in the middle of the night. It's machlok is actually Rabbi Nachman and the poskim that the rest of the world holds. Like, it's the one place Rabbi Nachman differs from the Shita and Shulchan Aruch, exactly when chatzos is. Is it always 6 hours after chatzos yom, after shkia, or is it, does it change by the day? Right? So it's a machlokas. And chatzos halayla, to wake up and to say the tikkun chatzos, to mourn over the Beis HaMikdash. Why is it such a big deal to get up in the middle of the night? Do it before I go to sleep by my bed. Wake up in the middle of the night, to split the night. Says Rabbi Nosson, now we can understand it very simply. L'shaber hashena, l'shaber b'chinas ha'choshech v'layla. To break and to split the darkness of the night. Sh'b'chinas tokev ha'golos ha'nim shel ha'layla. What do we do when we wake up our tikkun chatzos? We're crying over the golos. Crying over the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Says Rabbi Nosson, the fact that we're waking up in the middle of the night, splitting this aspect of lack of das means, it's representative of what I'm doing. That I'm davening over the destroyed Beis HaMikdash. That I'm davening for Geula. That's what Geula is. To wake up. To get consciousness. That all Klai Yisrael should be lifted to this place of awareness.
So if you didn't sleep, it's Ma'akev, you can't sit in Chatzos according to...
No. Again, none of these things are Ma'akev. You know, you asked before about the bracha of this. This is the general Indian, right? And of course, you know, for each person, primarily in his own life, if he didn't miss it one night, so that means that the next day... Right? These are general Indian. To help us, when we could do it, that we should do it, you know? Haynu chachmas ha-teva shemisham ikra galas v'choyshach in izgala'el. V'tzarech ol echon mi-Yisrael li-hisayr mi-ashena b'chatzoyse. He says, it's very important that every Jew should wake up. You know, by Breslovers, this is like one of the main things. Tikhon chatzos. To wake up, chatzos, Rabbi Nachman said, is the ikra avoda. He says, during the winter, he says, it's very, very hard to get up. He says, it's the ikra avoda of a Jew to get up b'chatzos. So, if you can, you know, in yeshiva, I found it very, very difficult because it's like, you have to be normal, you know? So when you're in yeshiva, you don't have your own house, and you're going to get up in the middle of the night and go to the base medrash, like, grow up, you know? When you have your own house and you're married,
Shmuel Shmuck helps you.
Shmuel Shmuck also helps you. First of all, you probably don't sleep in the first place. But aside from that, it's your private house. Nobody needs to know. And do your thing. You get up for a half hour, and you go back to sleep. Some people don't even go to sleep at all. They stay up, right? Because sometimes chatzos is earlier, like 12, 12:30. So if you're up, so you don't have to go to sleep and then wake up. But that's it. It's not such a long thing. 20 minutes, especially when you start to learn it and become fluent in it, tikkun rachel, tikkun leil, you could get it done. And 25 minutes, you go back to sleep. And you not only did you daven over the Beis HaMikdash, not only did you mourn the galus and long for geula, you're very active getting up for the Jewish person to break his lack of consciousness and rise to the place of das on a higher level. That itself is bringing the geula. That itself, even if you said nothing else, that itself is already bringing you closer. Tikkun chatzos. Kedei l'shaber l'vatel chachmas ha-teva, to destroy this teva that we're talking about. Adei shemeshaber es ha-sheina v'chul k'nes k'le'el. And again, you know, practically, try once a month. Once a month, try it. It's not very difficult, right? Once a month to get up by chatzos and to say the tikkun rachel v'le'el. You're already higher than, you know, higher. You're already better off in this inyan than 88% of the Jews. Right, who never heard of tikkun chatzos? It's like it's nela mehem, you know. Like in yeshivas, they see all the karbanos as being like a 30-page printing error. You know, it's like doesn't exist. Like, all right, so tikkun chatzos like not on the Shulchan Aruch, huh?
It's a
Gemara. What are you saying?
The Avram Zavim Tikkun Shbrach about karbanos. They said that's the one that's can be sacrificed. You know.
Yeah, sacrifice. Yeah, so that's tikkun chatzos. That's an inyan. To try each on our own level. V'akein kishkamim b'chatzos. When a person wakes up by chatzos, what are we doing? As mis'ablam ala galos. So we're mourning over the galos. Where does galos come from? Lack of das. Shena. Choshech. I'm waking up. I'm breaking all of those aspects. Shagolu Yisrael me'arsan. The Klal Yisrael was unfortunately banished from their land, from our land. Ki ikra galos la'idei chachmas ha-teva. Because that's what it is. It's choshech. Shubhinas laylo v'shena kanal. V'alkein oz hazman l'sakin zois. Then is the time to fix this. Let's go one more paragraph. We did a lot tonight. I know there's a lot. But it's the beauty of Reb Nosson is that it's like, he repeats himself a lot, and so it's constant chazara. But ultimately, when you walk away, even though he was marach, pages and pages and pages, you get what he's saying. And I think that the sum total of everything he's saying is much more than the parts. Like when you walk out of the room, you're not anymore thinking about the psukim and this and that. You're thinking of this general concept, you know. And that's real das. That's the makif that begins to, you know, to filter down through your understanding. Rabbi Nachman is like that. You learn a Torah in Likutei Moran. What you walk away with is infinitely more than the drushes and the points and the pieces. It's an ashami idea, you know. It fills you. It transcends you. It's something else, you know. You can relate. You know what I'm saying? It's a different thing. It's a world of thought, you know. So let's go a little weiter. The Alkain, and therefore Hagu'ula Harishayna, the very first redemption that Klal Yisrael experienced was she Yetzias Mitzrayim she Koilo Kol Hagu'ulus, which included all the redemptions. Ki Kol Hagu'ulus Mechuyim Meshem Mitzrayim, and Rabbi Nachman says the Medrash brings down that all of the galus and the Klal Yisrael are going to go through are also called Mitzrayim, right? Because Al Shem Shemet Seirim, they all are constricting Klal Yisrael's spirit, and that's galus. Kama Shukatzar Rabbeinu Zal B'Mokam Achar B'Simin Dalit Al Kain Hischila HaGeula when Bechatzois Halayla. That's what the Kaddish Baruch Hu tells Moshe. Kachatzois Bachatzois. At that moment of Chatzois Laila, that's when the redemption starts, because that's the aspect of Tikkun Chatzois to wake up in the middle of the night and to shatter that sleep, to shatter that darkness. Befrat gulus Mitzrayim. I'm sorry. Kamoshe kasa, like the pasuk says, kechatzois halayla ani yoytze b'sech Mitzrayim. Ki ikar kol agulus befrat gulus Mitzrayim haya ayide bechinas hanal. That was the tikkun. That was the redemption, both bechlal in the collective sense of the Jewish nation and befrat each Jew in his own personal life. Hanemer b'memer hanal ayide bechinas hashkacha shehim shechashem yizbarach misoifo ilu me'alma da'asei. That was the gula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu drew upon them, the hashkacha. But Nitzak, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, ah, let me look down and see the inyan of Inayim, the inyan of Ashkacha. Eini Hashem is shoytutois b'chol ha'aretz. Shiva Eile. Think about it. Mitzrayim is the hepech of teva. It's the hepech that we think that things just, you know, go on their own. Rachman al-Atslan, I saw this study that they did. It's stupid, right? They went ahead, how modern day scientists are trying to figure out how to explain all of the 10 makos on natural circumstances. How, Rachman al-Atslan, it's the hepech, right? Mamash the hepech, it's stupid. Because that's exactly the opposite of what it is. But no, we could touch up the mace itself. Rachman al-Atslan, Ashreinu, right? So that's what he says over here. Ki ikar kol ha-gulus befrat gulus Mitzrayim. It was Hashem drew it misayif oil ma'amad ha-asei. Ki oz b'yitzis Mitzrayim ha-yishidid ha-marach ha-zo bitel ha-teva. It's the exact opposite of nature. Ki oz gila Hashem izbarach ha-shkachasei. Hashem revealed that the whole time he was looking at Klai Yisrael. And it was needed for the tikkun of the Mechiras Yosef. It was needed to prepare them for Kabbalah Satayra ha-yidei ha-moifsim no-yroim, to show them I was with you the whole time. I was with you the whole time. There really is no teva. And as much as it hurts, ultimately one day you'll see by Yaimahu, Yi Hashem Echad Ushmaya Chatse Chazal, that Lasid Lover, we're going to make brachas on the Ra, Kashim Shemavarach Mal Ra, Mavarach Mal Tayv, Baracha Tayv Amitev. To look back and see how my whole life was one story, and Gevalt, it was a good story. It was a good story. And there was no like bad chapters. Not like, you know, we had to kill off a character. No such thing. It's a good story. Now we can't see it. Lasid Lover, that light of Olam Abba, we could see it was a good story. What did we say last time, right? Right? You remember what we said? How long do you remember your dream? A couple of minutes after you wake up, midday, for sure you forgot it. That's how it's going to be the whole of history. The joy will be so intense, and the understanding, the bina, will be so intense. We'll never think about the Holocaust ever again. Ever again. And now we can't speak that way. But on the level of La'asid Lavai, when it's our Amuna, that's going to be revealed. Shtoik. We said in the beginning, Kach Allah b'machshava. Shtoik. And through being silent and through accepting things with silence, Kach Allah b'machshava. That's how you get up to this place of Das. Kach Allah b'machshava. And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings this light from of Ashkacha. And he says from Azar HaKadosh, Ki misitra diyoiv lanafku. That the Geula from Mitzrayim came from the Sitra, from the aspect, from the facet of Yovel. This place of Yovel, what's Yovel? What do we say Yovel is? 50. What's 50? It's the number that transcends 7 times 7 is 49. That means Teva on Teva. The most Teva, step beyond that Yovel. What happens in Yovel? Everybody goes free, right? That means to say, we get out of Golas. We get out of Golas. If I can live on the level of 50, which is Chamishim Shari Bina, it's connected to Bina also, the 50 gates of Bina. Kabbalah Satayra is the 50th day, 49 days of Sphere in the Kabbalah Satayra. Al Tikr Charas Ala Luchas, don't read that the commandments were inscribed on the Luchas Ela, Cheirus Ala Luchas. Cheirus, freedom, it's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos, freedom. So if I can live on that level, I'm out of Galus. And that's what the Zohar Kaddish says, the Geula from Mitzrayim came from one, Misitra de Yoyla. From the Sitra, from the place of Yoivel, 50 gates of Bina, Shubachinas, he says it, Shubachinas Chamishim Shari Bina. Bechinas, Alma da Asen. Says,
Yoivel is 49.
I'm not sure.
There's
we certainly don't pass in that way.
Rabbi Huda says that, I think we do actually.
That there's a Shita that says that?
It's in a row.
I'm forgetting the Gemara.
What
are you saying? 2 days in a row? What are you saying?
It was 2 years in a row.
It's the 49th year is Yevil.
We have to be Ma'ayin. Mitzvah Hashem, we'll look at the Gemara. You know, I'm doing Chavar Dezar now, so I'll get there. But this is accepted. I mean, I'll be Nicholas HaTorah, at least, you know, but Pashtus and the Torah, it's 50, right? It's 50. We'll have to look and see how that also fits in, you know. All these things, it's not a question. I found anything that Rabbi Nachman says that doesn't seem to fit with an Inyan. On the contrary, it just enables me to understand that better. When I make a chilek and I understand things, you know, it's dasi asher, it's emes lamitai. So we'll have to look at the Gemara over there. Hopefully, we'll understand it better. You know. And here we're coming to an end. So the geula is happening when chatzos. And that was the redemption. For my son, yashukoyach, once in a lifetime mitzvah, right? And here he's going to talk about everything that has to do with Pidyon HaBen. So we're going to try and go maybe a minute or two over time just to be mashal in this inyan. Because it's very shaykh to Chanukah, it's very shaykh to Pidyon HaBen. Umeiz kal b'char me'eretz Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kills off all the firstborn of the Mitzrayim. who pasach, and he skips over the houses of the Jews. Vehitzal b'chari Yisrael, and he saved Klai Yisrael. Says the Heilige Reb Nassim, he says, you know what the b'char, the firstborn, represents? Das. Ki b'char hu reishis. B'chinas hadas. What does it mean, a firstborn? It means he's the first. What do we say about Chachma? Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. Chachma is the beginning of the process. Chachma is up here. Malchus and Teva is all the way down there, right? Hu reishis b'chinas das, kamayim reishis das, reishis Chachma. And I think that pasuk says, reishis das. What does it mean that Hashem killed the firstborn? You know what that means? We're getting rid of Teva. We're getting rid of the Chachma de Sitra Achra, which is all Chachmas Chitzanias, that only looks at the world on the level of Pagamei Naim, that sees only seven and never eight. And he saved the Bechar of Klai Yisrael, which means that we became elevated in terms of the way that we can see things. To point it out with your finger. That it's not just the firstborn within Klai Yisrael. All of Klai Yisrael live on this level. That's where we come from. And listen to this amazing thing he says. He says it's not just a cute thing, you know, to say that Klai Yisrael lived on this level of Rishis, of Lamala Me'ateva. He says the very source is a very deep thing. The very source for Klai Yisrael as a nation is Lamala Me'ateva. How do we know? Ki Yisrael him Lamala Me'ateva asar. From that the Gemara says that Klai Yisrael is Lamala Me'ateva. He says Klai Yisrael's whole essence, listen to this, is ki him nimshachem misham b'chinas habeit na shamayim u'svar ha'koychavim. The whole source of Klai Yisrael is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram Avinu, go out and count the stars. Koyi yezarecha. Your children will be like this. That's the first time that we really see this bracha. Kayi asarecha. V'darshar v'senes chalavracha. What does it mean? Habeit na'ashamayimah. V'yetzeh se'achutza. Hashem took Avram Avinu out. Say Chazal, where did he take him? Sheikbil l'malam na'ashamayim. When Avram Avinu was counting the stars, he wasn't looking up. He was looking down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu lifted him above and beyond Mazel. That means, Koyi yezarecha means, not just like it's going to be the number of the countless infinite stars. It doesn't mean that. Just that. It means Koyi yezarecha on this level of Lamala. Of Lamala mea Mazel. That means that our essence is Lamala mea Teva.
Also means it didn't have to, the daf could be at night. Could have been there in the day because he took him out. Maybe you can see it.
Gewalt. Gewalt. And I think that it's very beautiful what you're saying also. It's a deeper thing also because Bina doesn't mean that there's no world. Bina means that I look at the world, but I see inside the world. I see the Chachma, the Seichel Eloki. The goal is not to be an angel. Hashem has billions of angels. He doesn't need you and me for that. He needs us dafka to live in the world, but to perceive the spirituality from beyond the world. And that could be that HaKadosh Baruch Zan Hashem is saying, oh, look beyond the stars and that's going to be your children. Look at the stars. From above, from a place above, from a reality and from a perspective above. Koyi yezarecha. They're going to be like the stars. And they're going to live in a place of mazel and teva. But they're looking down at the stars from a place far above and far beyond. The Alma of Cheres, the world of freedom, out of constriction, out of Teva. So here we come to the end.
No gravity.
No gravity, yeah.
Right there, Shana.
Huh?
Right there, Shana.
Yeah, we talked about that then, right?
Yeah.
Raka yidei sha'am alei Hashem ezbarach tzeiman stagnino shalcha. Go out of your mazel. Go out of your mazel, right? Because what was Avraham Avinu's mazel? Not to have children. The very essence of Klal Yisrael means that our source is breaking mazel, because we were born in the first place. How did Avram give birth? He couldn't give birth. Ah, Hashem lifted him out of his nature, out of his teva. And that means that you and I, at our shirish, are rooted in Avram Avinu, and Avram Avinu is rooted in this place of Lamalam Yateva. No such thing as teva. V'igbil Lamalam HaShemayim Lamalam HaTeva. Hashem lifted him above and beyond teva nature, al-yedei zeh, zach lo'olid. So he was able to give birth, b'b'chinas koyi ezarecha. Nimsa says Rabbi Nassim, an amazing thing we find. Shezeri Yisrael, our very essence, what it means to be a Jew is Nimshachim B'sharsham Mimchinas Lamala Me'ateva. And like we said for Rabbi Nachman, Zegedul Aseinu. You want to know what the greatness of Klai Yisrael is? Zegedul Aseinu. That what? Migoy Gadol Asheloy Lekim Krevim Elav B'chol Kareinu Elav. Who is this great nation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to us when we pray? What's prayer? Prayer is Emunah. What's Emunah? Emunah is I believe that Nisim, I could change Teva. So all these things are related. That's what it means to be a Jew, Yehudi, to give Hoda'ah. Why do I give Hoda'ah? Not when things are going, you know, all the time like this. Yimei Chanukah is Yimei Halav Hoda'ah. Why? Because it's a nes. And I see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course we have to give Halav Hoda'ah and everything, even Teva, because that's already the aspect of Bina filtering down through nature. So I can give Halo and Hoda and everything, and Rechanina Mendoza can go ahead and to turn a bottle of vinegar into oil, right? That's a deeper level. But over here we're talking about the essence of a Jew means prayer. It means faith. It means connecting to a place beyond Teva. And the last line That's what it means that we are Hashem's firstborn. It means that in our essence, we are connected to this level of Bechor. Hashem kills all of the firstborn of Klal Yisrael when, in the darkness of the Shena, of the lack of consciousness, to subjugate, to shaber, and to break, to nullify Hadash of Chachmas HaTeva. This Das of Chachmas HaTeva, Lahagra Hadash of Hashgach, and to elevate and lift up the Bechor of Klai Yisrael, Shemachin is Bechor B'nei Yisrael, which is the firstborn of Klai Yisrael, which is our very essence to be connected Lamala Me'anteva. So again, practical. Please, and I'm asking myself as well, that we should all sit down tonight or sometime when we have a minute and to make a post-it note or some sort of note with the Kavanas. What is the Das? What is Mayim? Why does it connect to Mikvah? What all these things that we've been learning, I see some of the Chavar took notes and all the Shirim are recorded online, if you need to Chazer at any point, to write it down that when I'm doing a Til Sidayim, not Stam, I remember, oh, Rasen says something nice on this. What is it? What is it? What is the Mayim? What am I lifting my hands? What is Das? What is Mikvah? What is Bina? What is all of these things that I should remember? And the other thing is, who knows, maybe tonight should be the night that we should do Tikkun Chatzos. Coming fresh off this, who knows? Look it up, find out what time Chatzos is, ask your Poisik, who you hold like, and Mirtz Hashem, we should be Zocha. And again, like I said before, it's not about what you pray. It's not about what you say. Of course, we need to do Tikkun Rachel, Tikkun Leah, the two parts of Tikkun Chatzos. The very waking up itself. Now we understand from Rav Nassin, is itself the Geula. We should be Zocha. Bechlal u'befrat to Geulas HaNefesh, Geulas HaGuf. L'chaim, l'chaim. Thank you so much for coming. You want to hit the...